You're listening to SBS News.
It's been 2 years since James Gargasoulis wreaked havoc on the streets of Melbourne. High on ice, he sped around the city centre before running down pedestrians on Bourke Street, killing 6 people and seriously injuring 27 others. Later that year, Melbourne saw it happen again when, in December, Saeed Noori ploughed through a pedestrian crossing on Flinders Street, killing 1 person and injuring 17. 2 years later, Victoria Police have released a new directive, telling officers they can shoot to kill to prevent another car attack. Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton says the new policy adds to existing police powers.
You can ram them. You can corral them. You can block them in. You can use stop sticks or road spikes. And importantly, if you need to, and the circumstances justify, because this is all about being proportionate and justifying what we do, you can shoot them.
The new hostile vehicle policy mandates police take any tactical response necessary to save lives. Deputy Commissioner Patton says police will undergo training on the new policy that sets out tactical responses to car attacks.
They can use force to prevent the attack occurring. So we don't want to wait until a car ploughs into a group of people. We want them to stop it before it occurs.
He says Melbourne's had 3 attacks using cars in 2 years. The latest was last November when Hassan Khalif Shaya Ali loaded his vehicle with gas bottles, set it on fire and attacked passers-by with a knife. Another attack using a car was foiled in 2015. Teenager Sevdet Beshem had planned to run down and behead a police officer on Anzac Day. Police Association Secretary Wayne Gatt says using cars as weapons is becoming more common on a global scale.
And this rapid escalation in the use of vehicles really calls on police across the world to really consider what instructions you give police, how do you prepare them and help them plan so they can deal with this when it happens.
Victoria's Police Minister Lisa Neville says the Australian First changes mean police have increased options when responding to hostile vehicle attacks. But state opposition leader Michael O'Brien wants to know why it hasn't come sooner.
We all know that cars can be used as lethal weapons, and the tragedy of Bourke Street taught us that. I'm surprised it has taken so long for this change to be brought about.
A coronial inquest begins next month, examining if police could have stopped James Gargasoulis before he launched his deadly attack. Deputy Commissioner Patton says the new lethal force policy should clarify what officers can and can't do in situations like that in the future.
They may sometimes second-guess themselves in the past. We heard feedback that some members run clear. For that feedback, that's one of the key reasons why I put this policy in place. It cannot be any clearer than that when we say use all tactical options.
Criminologists say it's important to ensure the directive doesn't lead to an abuse of power. Dr. Dave McDonald from the University of Melbourne says police need to remain accountable.
And we're right to be concerned about that, and we're right to demand a transparent response in the aftermath. And that's not always clear. We don't always see that. And to the extent that we're seeing a broadening of police powers in the absence of sufficient oversight powers by respective agencies.
The Lethal Force Directive has been enacted immediately. Nikki Canning, SBS News.